Friday mornings, we get to talk to the River City's readers, Mike Schultz, about the movies he has seen and the movies he's going to have to endure.
The ones I'll be avoiding. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you doing,
Hi.
Mike?
Good.
How are
Thank
things
you.
In the world of acting?
Of acting? Going quite well. Two more performances of Fool for Love in the Village of East Davenport, and then
Tonight?
We're all done. Tonight and tomorrow. Tonight That's
and
tomorrow. It.
And then is there going to be a cast party?
Every
a
night
rap
is a
party?
Cast party.
What do they call it?
Yeah, man.
Is it a rap? Is it a rap party when it's done?
I think that's a movie. The end of a movie shoot, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just cast party. But no, every night's
the jokes,
a freaking cast party.
The
I am
jokes
so
on
exhausted.
You. Saturday night, I'm going to be sneaking in a camcorder.
So that bottle,
selling
that
pirate
bottle of Grey Goose
of
is gone, huh?
That bottle of Grey Goose went long ago. Good couple weeks
Never
ago.
Never had a chance.
Yeah.
Hey, before we talk about movies, what you saw last week and what's opening in Quad City Theaters today, there are a couple movies opening in theaters around the Quad Cities today that have been nominated for Academy Awards, and I wanted to kind of go over some of the big nominees with you.
Sure.
10 movies nominated for Best Picture. This is something they've never done before?
The last time they did was 43.
Yeah, they did it years ago.
Yeah, they did it for about
it has been done
6 years. Yeah.
Okay.
Been a while.
Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, An Education, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, A Serious Man, Up, and Up in the Air.
Mm-hmm.
Of those I've seen, Inglourious Basterds, Up, and District 9. Inglourious Basterds would be my pick, but geez, how do you pick from 10?
Well, because
they're not really legitimate. Not that they're not good pictures, but really half... just like they have in the past, have a chance.
Right.
Well, and it's probably
even
less than that.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones that are up for Best Director probably are the ones that have a chance. And then beyond that, you've got probably three titles that are
This
that
is just
win.
A marketing tool, right? Isn't
well,
it?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So
it was built to boost ratings for the Academy Awards this year because after last year and Dark Knight got dissed and everything.
Yeah, but not only that, but now all of a sudden you can say... if this picture stays out or gets re-released, it's an Academy nominee.
Nominated for an Academy Award.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nominated
sure,
for
it was
Best
all,
Picture.
It's all about marketing. I think it's a pretty smart move, though, actually. I think it worked out to their advantage. I think it did exactly what they wanted to do, which was it nominated popular movies that audiences
that people
like.
Saw.
That people saw, exactly, and liked. I mean, you wouldn't have gotten, you know, a District 9 in a normal five-year, you know, five-title year. Or The Blind Side, probably. And, yeah, some people might tune in for that. Yeah.
Well, let's take a look at Best Director.
But why would they tune in if they know they don't have a chance?
Well, because
maybe
I'm not sure
they don't know that.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah, sure.
You've got Best Director James Cameron for Avatar, Catherine Bigelow for The Hurt Locker, Quentin Tarantino in Glorious Bastards, Lee Daniels Precious, and Jason Reitman for Up in the Air.
Yeah, it's a pretty super good lineup.
So those are
actually.
Those are the five pictures that have the best chance of winning Best Movie.
Yeah,
or best,
it's going to be Avatar, Hurt Locker, and Glorious Bastards.
It'll be of those three.
Of those three.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm thinking Hurt Locker's a done deal. But
that's what you're feeling, huh?
Feeling pretty strongly about that.
See,
yeah.
And I'm looking at these. They're talking about there weren't too many surprises. I couldn't believe that Matt Damon got nominated for Best Supporting Actor in Invictus.
Yeah, that wasn't really a surprise so much. He was just depressing as hell because he's not good in that movie. The movie sucks, you know.
And then Morgan Freeman got nominated for Invictus as
well. Yeah, yeah. The only reason they weren't surprised is they've been nominated for Golden Globes and SAG Awards. I mean, every precursor under the sun has given it to them. And I've been stymied by it the whole time. I also can't believe Stanley Tucci for Lovely Bones, that piece of crap movie. Ugh. God, and he's terrible in it.
Yeah, you hated that one.
He's really bad in that movie, yeah.
Let's do Best Supporting Actress. You've got Penelope Cruz. She's already won, so throw her out.
Yeah.
You got Farrah Farmiga and Anna Kendrick from Up in the Air. Both great performances, but they cancel each other out, don't
they? That's what I think, yeah.
All right. You've got Maggie Gyllenhaal for Crazy Heart. She's off-putting. And then Monique Precious. They're going to give it to Monique Precious, right?
Yes, they are.
That's a done deal.
Yeah, we're
That's
done.
Already done.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks
and
for coming.
It's like supporting actor. Done.
Supporting actor is going to go to Christopher Waltz for Inglourious Basterds.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Let me ask you this. Would you mind if a squirrel came into the cabin?
That's actually quite good.
I mean, as much as you can love a Nazi,
done.
I love that Nazi. Yeah.
So speaking of this weekend...
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Let's finish this real quick.
Okay.
I don't want to go over that. We're not done with the Oscars.
Okay, I didn't know we were doing our picks.
No, we're not doing our picks. We're just a review.
Oh, okay.
We'll do our picks later.
Yeah, okay.
What we're saying is who is going to win, not or who should win.
Okay.
This made news.
Okay. Right.
It was in all the papers,
Jared. Okay, I'm on board. I thought we were...
Best Actress, Sandra Bullock, The Blind Side, Helen Mirren, The Last Station, Carey Mulligan in Education, Gabourney Sidibe for Precious. Mm-hmm. That's the big girl who you said had no business being in a movie.
Thanks.
And then
not what I said, but okay.
More or less.
You said she was so big, there was
you
no
couldn't
movement.
Understand. I believe what you said was, you
no
can't understand a word fatty says.
Yeah, that's the quote.
I don't know how to say this, but fatty 2x4 can't understand a word she says.
She filled up the screen in such an immense way that I couldn't see her move.
Perfect.
Isn't that what you kind of said? Isn't that kind of what you said? Are we putting words in your mouth?
You're absolutely putting words. I don't want to get into it anymore. No. No,
Is that not what you said? You couldn't see any movement?
Seriously, it's just that when you are of a certain size, your range of expression is a little bit limited, and therefore...
Isn't that what I just said?
It's a little bit hard. Yeah,
see,
but your version was a little
what
uglier.
What Mike is doing is the thinking man, fatty 2x4.
Yes, thank you. Wait, that sounds terrible,
too. So Meryl Streep's going to win Best Actress, right?
No.
No? Who's going to win it?
Sandra Bullock.
Really?
Just because she's a Hollywood darling and here's an opportunity?
Yep. And it might never happen again.
Exactly.
And The Blind Side's up for Best Picture. That means something. Yeah. They really, really like it. Yeah. And I'll be fine with it. She's really good in the movie, actually.
And Jeff Bridges is going to win for Crazy Heart, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's one of the movies that's opening today. Have you seen Crazy Heart yet?
No, I'm seeing that today. I'm excited.
All right. Well, we'll hear about that next week here on the show. What were you going to do?
I was going to say that's opening today. Mm-hmm. So you have a chance to see, as far as an Academy, one that's... nominated that and the Education as
and
well.
And
an
Education. Yes, indeed.
Both
up
of those.
For Best Pictures. So.
Now, you saw When in Rome.
I did see When in Rome.
And?
It's bad. Yeah, I was all excited. That clip was great last week. That was really funny.
Right.
Dax Shepard is pretty funny in it. Yeah. But he's about it. That's it. It's sad. It's just really bad.
What about Pedro? Is he really kind of reprise this role or
not? No. But he's the same character.
Same character, but
he's
only
Pedro,
in one scene.
And he's there with Napoleon Dynamite, but Napoleon Dynamite's not Napoleon Dynamite.
No, but he's not Pedro either, so it's okay. They're just kind of recast for a moment in a scene together,
and then
that's it.
And then this was confusing.
And it's just jarring.
I read your review at rcreader.com. And basically, the guy who was Napoleon Dynamite, John Heder, he plays a magician, and he keeps talking about doing illusions.
Yeah.
And, okay, so who does that remind you of? The Arrested Development guy, right?
Or Doug Henning.
Right. Because the Arrested Development guy is on the screen with them while he's doing...
Yeah, he's playing a painter. It's the weirdest thing you got.
So he's ripping off the Job character while Will Arnett is
watching.
In front
of Will Arnett, which is really strange. It's like, can't we just listen to Will Arnett do it? Yeah. Come on! You know, why not?
I've made a huge mistake.
Forget me pills.
He came. All right, so stay away
so,
from
that
one. So
yeah, that one's terrible. And then, the Mel Gibson movie was really quite good, actually. I like that one a lot. Yeah, Edge of Darkness. Excuse me. Strong thriller, just the kind of movies Mel used to make.
Yeah,
once back when we liked him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good. It's really strong. I got nothing terribly bad to say about it.
Seems
it's
like
pleasant
one.
As hell.
Okay. It seems like one I'm gonna have to wait.
So then there's four pictures
the
you got. Your, but you said you've already seen the Academy.
I saw an Education already.
Okay, you saw that.
Yeah, which is really good. Yeah, which is quite good. Yeah. But Crazy Heart, we'll find out about.
And
what else we got opening?
Also
there,
opening today in Quad City Movie Theaters. We have From Paris with Love, which stars John Travolta as some sort of...
Terrorist killer.
U.S. agent, right? I saw the trailer for this and I was confused. He stars as a wisecracking, fast-shooting, high-ranking U.S. agent who's sent to France to stop a terrorist attack. Here's a clip from Paris with Love.
Here we go.
From the director of Taken.
What I got in this bag is going to get me killed one day.
Critics are going wild for From Paris with Love.
You look pretty bulletproof to me.
Seatbelt up for one hell of a ride.
That's how I do things.
Jeffrey Lyons says Travolta steals the movie.
You got a problem with that?
He's a one-man wrecking crew.
Welcome to Paris, baby.
It's the coolest Travolta since Pulp Fiction.
Every man's got his vices. My vice... A Royale with Cheese.
From Paris with Love, rated R.
He mentions that.
What is the point of that?
Yeah.
Why are you reminding us of a movie that's going to be better than this one?
Yeah. There you go. He brings
Why
that.
Why are you quoting Jeffrey Lyons? He's the worst.
He brings that back.
Boo.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad news.
Boo.
Kind of cheap.
You couldn't even send us a clip. You
really
had to cut
cheap.
Out a bit of the trailer.
That's
Boo.
Awful.
Boo!
McRoyal
I'm so
with
mad
cheese.
Worst clip ever.
I'm so mad at that clip.
It would have been funnier if it had been a different McDonald's sandwich.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Some, yeah.
Boom!
The same sandwich?
Royale, which, that's terrible.
Yeah. And then we're going to find out that his mission in Paris is to kill Gabe Kapler. What?
Yeah, I'm reprising everything.
I'm just doing everything. Let's go out dancing.
It's a weed.
Okay.
And then the what's the other one? And that's going to be the good one.
And that's going to be the good one of the weekend.
Also opening today, Dear John.
Dear God.
Dear God is what they should call it.
A soldier home on leave falls for a conservative college girl, but when he reenlists, time and distance take a toll
I've
on
already
the young
killed
lovers.
Myself before you even finish that sentence.
God. Two hours with Channing Tatum and a conservative college girl? Thanks, but no.
Why did you reenlist? To get away from you.
You're awful. In this clip, John, played by Channing Tatum, who I have a theory. I'll share with you guys off air.
Okay.
He tells Savannah about his past. Oh, enjoy.
The way people act around you, the way they treated you at that restaurant, it's like they're scared of you.
They're not scared of me. Well, they're scared of who I used to be.
And who is that?
Somebody different?
So you used to be tough. You maybe still are a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't scare me, John.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, you scare me.
I'm sorry. Oh. Hello? Whoa.
Are we still here?
What happened?
Wow.
Oh. Okay. Is the show over? Wow.
Is it Monday?
Wow. Who won the Super Bowl? Oh, I'm so sleepy. Wow.
I'm not seeing that.
Please go see it.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's been a while since we've gotten a real angry column out of him.
I just did the Lovely Bones like 2 weeks ago.
But you were more disappointed than mad.
Yeah.
I
felt mad.
I like mad, Mike.
But the problem lately, it's like when I go to these movies that I expect are going to suck and I'm going to hate, I go, oh, that wasn't so.
They end up.
And I don't want that to happen with this one, you know? Because I think Channing Tatum's kind of fun, and I like Amanda Seyfried a little bit.
What has she been in other than Mamma Mia? Do we know?
That one with the one that Diablo Cody just did, that horror movie, Jennifer's Body.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she was good in that, though.
All right.
Well, how can you say you're not going to see it?
I just don't know if I have time.
Oh, okay.
It's the Super Bowl Sunday. I got a weekend of other flicks with Jeff Bridges to go see instead, you know? And I have to see the Royale with Cheese thing.
You know, I haven't been this disappointed since
I
haven't been this disappointed in you since you skipped out on the Burt Reynolds Dragon movie last year.
Yeah, I did do that. I should have seen that.
You really should have.
Yeah.
There
all right.
Was a
well,
chance.
Maybe I'll go see. What is this? The Notebook. What's it called?
It's called
The Makers of the Notebook.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I want to.
From
kill
the makers
myself.
Of the Notebook. I haven't. Do you want to hear another clip?
Do we have more?
Where Savannah writes John a letter.
Oh yeah, please.
Isn't Dear John a letter that you get
when you break up with someone?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a Dear John letter.
When they're overseas.
Right. When they're in the military.
Dear John, I know you're. Protecting our country,
I met your brother.
Your brother is here.
Thanks.
Hope this doesn't make the holidays weird if you get home.
Thanks for sticking it to the Kaiser. Meanwhile, my personal trainer's giving it to me, but good. Although,
God save the Queen or whatever.
One more from. I want to see if I can entice
all
Mike
right,
going
okay.
to see.
Let's listen to
Dear
it.
John.
Dear John. 2 weeks together. That's all it took.
Ugh.
2 weeks for me to fall in love with you. Now we have 1 year apart. But what's 1 year apart after 2 weeks like that together?
It's not going to work. It never works.
50 weeks.
My argument is stronger than ever.
You're still in the glow period.
Yeah.
Spend a year and see if you want to take a 2 week break.
Dear John. It's been 15 minutes, and I've gotten banged 7 ways to Sunday.
Keep that image alive. God bless.
Keep fighting for whatever.
Yeah, it's going to hurt.
Yeah. All right.
I'll go see it. I will go
see
it.
No, you won't. You're saying you will, and you won't.
I might be able to.
No. That's fine. No, that's fine. Stick to your convictions. Don't go see what's probably an awful movie. That's fine, Mike.
I don't know. If I,
I'll try to.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
I should
That's
go.
Fine.
No, it would be a dereliction of duty to not go, right?
That's the word I was trying to come up okay. with. A dereliction of duty.
Okay. All right. I'll go.
He's Mike Schultz from
Thank
the
you,
River
Mike.
Cities Reader. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9. Oh, you poor bastard.
Cheers. Dear.